This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. From the common to the uncommon, Hameker Schlemmer sells it all. Joining me to speak about the company and holiday offerings is Director of Merchandising, Stephen Farrell. Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I know a lot of people probably buy your products, and they know what you guys are just by looking at the name. But how do you say the name?
Well, you say it Hameker Schlemmer. It's a combination of two German men. The company was founded in New York City in 1848. It was originally two separate people and came together, formed a hardware company that eventually grew up into what we are today, which is kind of your unique products, things you won't find everywhere, problem solvers, and then some crazy unexpected things that you certainly won't see in any other cataloger. But interesting history going back to New York City and the Bowery.
So how long has it been in business? Like 50 years, 80 years?
It's been in business since 1848. So we're actually celebrating our 170th year.
Wow, that's a really long time. Lots of history. Has it always been like this? Like the catalog has always been unique?
Well, it started actually initially as more of a hardware company and sold, you know, back then hardware was not standardized, but it sold specialty hardware in the 19th century, even supplied, you know, the armies in the Civil War and things like that, different products. Over the years, it evolved in the late 19th century. It had a lot of piano products. Again, this was an era when, you know, a lot of things were not, there wasn't standardized furniture and things like that, so you had a lot of different things. And the original catalogs were hardbound books with literally line drawings of different types of screws and hammers and wrenches and different types of things that were being made back then because, again, hardware was not standardized. Probably post-World War I is the period where we started to get into home goods because the American home consumers, that's what was happening. You know, the economy was good. People were starting to get the innovations that were popping up. And, you know, the whole consumer marketplace for things like fridges and radios and things like that was just getting started. And anybody can certainly go to our website at Hameker.com and take a look at the timeline. We actually have a timeline going back from 1848, sort of touching base through history about when we introduced the first cordless telephone, the first portable radio, you name it. Over the years, we've been the place that's debuted a lot of what would now be considered household essentials.
One of your items that I remember fondly is the replica dinosaur, the T-Rex bones. And how did it go from selling tools to things like this?
You know, Hameker was always, even when it was a hardware store, even back in the day, it was certainly catering to a little bit more of an affluent customer. In fact, the workers in the store wore white gloves to display and show the hardware that they were doing. So it was always a store that catered to a little bit more an upscale customer. It moved from the Bowery to its current location on 57th Street in 1927. So it had a little bit of a carriage trade customer, if you will, sort of an upscale customer of that early 20th century. And in that, as we sold different things, we would have customers come in. We'd have, you know, the czars and sultans from around the world come into Hameker Schlemmer in New York City and go, can you find me this? So over time, the merchandising started to evolve to include a lot of very unusual things, kind of like you said, the dinosaur. We have a personal submarine available on our website for $2 million. There's definitely a mix of those kinds of things that have come into the catalog, and probably more so in the last 40 or 50 years. Again, those are things that sometimes we enjoy just selling them, whether they're there for fun. We don't care if we sell a million of them or not. It's more part of the engagement of going through our catalog and knowing that while you're shopping for something else, you're going to see something you maybe never saw before.
Now, I recently went through one of the catalogs, and one of the items that was inside of it was the 5-mile flashlight. Now, is it really a 5-mile flashlight, or is that just a name?
Well, everything that we run is tested or is validated by a third party. In the case of the 5-mile flashlight, yeah, so, you know, it is technically visible. That's kind of how, you know, in flashlight lingo, they use all types of marketing, lumens and candle power and things over the years. 5 miles is certainly one way to describe it. It's an angle that kind of catches your attention. The reality is, in the copy, we do talk that it's a 300 lumens light. That is a very bright light, and compared to most handheld little flashlights, And we've been selling that one actually for quite a while, and it gets tremendous reviews. So whether you're using it for 5 miles away, I mean, that's kind of a nautical thing more than anything else, because on land, you're not likely to have a line of sight from, you know, 5 miles away anyway. You'd be blocked by buildings or the terrain. But it is a super powerful lumens flashlight for only $29.95. It's actually one of the lower priced things in our assortment, and we do sell a ton of that at Christmas.
Now, another thing I looked at was the pocket drone. Now, that looks really cool, but I have to say, I've seen these at Walmart and Best Buy. What's the difference in quality with your product and somewhere else's?
Well, you know, I think the Hamaker Schlemmer, you know, one of the things that we do that nobody else really does is every single product we sell is guaranteed for life. There is no stipulations on that. It's just plainly guaranteed for life. So obviously, with that kind of a guarantee, we try to make sure that the merchants are bringing in products that are going to live up to quality, because if it doesn't work, we are going to get it back because we offer that guarantee. So our merchants are always checking, and we also have the Hamaker Schlemmer Institute, which does a lot of testing on our products to make sure that they live up to the claims. So we're always trying to find the product that's a step above from a Walmart or even Toys R Us in the old days, as you mentioned this piece. You know, so we're always trying to make sure it's up a little level. And usually we're also looking for a plus feature or two that we think adds for a little fun. The video drone's kind of a little unique because it actually folds down and you can actually put it in a, we say shirt pocket. It's not like going to carry around in a shirt pocket, just to demonstrate how small it could be. So if you are buying that for your kids, you can put it and pack it in a backpack or something like that. But when you're going out to maybe a nature area to play around with the drone. But regardless of the product, we're always trying to make sure that ours has a quality or feature that you're not going to find in the thing you find in the, you know, normal retail.
Now, there are other items, too, that you guys have. And I'm wondering, who comes to you with, like, hey, I got this great idea. Can I put it in your catalog? It's the 7-person tricycle, which is just, I saw a video for that. It's really weird. And I'm just curious, who sat there and said, I need this in the Hamaker Schlemmer catalog? Like, who does this?
Well, I will say we do have one of our merchants whose job is to find those products. And so he's, you know, has to find things sort of underneath every little place he can look. Sometimes we get people coming to us with the, if you will, exotic products. We like to call them the unexpected. That particular product, I think our buyer did see a story about it and, you know, follows a lot of blogs and things like that. They feature unusual products. And it is very, very unusual. I mean, literally 7 people ride it as a tricycle and 1 person steers. They all have to paddle, and that's kind of what happens. So it's a lot of it is hunting, and then, you know, not just have our one buyer whose specific responsibility is to do that, but the other buyers are always on the look. So when they're out at a trade show, you know, sometimes there'll be a vendor at a trade show who creates something crazy like that just to draw attention to the show, and we walk up to them and say, hey, we want to sell that. So it's not just to get good foot traffic. So that's one of the fun parts of the job. And, you know, a lot of our merchants are also very connected or, you know, to, you know, little magazines and things like that that follow. So, you know, this tricycle, I'm sure, was featured in a cycling magazine at some point, and they might have seen an article and found it that way also.
Okay, so with items like that, the 7-person tricycle, how can you guarantee that? Do you just give the money back? Or what happens if a person says, hey, I really like this product. It broke. Can I get another one? But it's 5 years later, would you still have one in stock?
Well, in this case, you know, some of these really large objects, we do ship directly from the manufacturer. So the manufacturer definitely does have it still in stock. That is an item still available. It really depends. It depends on what the customer wants. If the customer says, like you said, they really love it and it's a problem, but they just need some servicing, we'll figure out a way to get some servicing. A lot of these companies that we're working with who are making the products, they sometimes have a connection to, let's say in this case, a cycling store that they can say, hey, I've got an expert and go out there. If, on the other hand, the person really doesn't want it and they've had it for 5 years and they paid $20,000 for it, we will take it back.
All right. I like that. No wasted money there.
Yeah, I mean, we have no stipulations on our guarantee. Again, we're trying to sell super quality product. And as I like to say, you know, there's companies over the years who've used this sort of lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee really comes up to the individual consumer who says in their own ethical mind, hey, I used this product for 2 months and it fell apart. That's not cool. Most people, if they use it for 10 years and it's a pair of sneakers, they're not going to ask for a return. It really depends on the consumer's own personal ethics. But our position is we will take it back no matter what.
How long have you been working with Hamaker Schlemmer?
I've worked for Hamaker for 18 years.
18 years. Out of your 18 years, what is one product that you sat there and said, I have to get this?
Wow, that's a very tough question. I have to get this. Ooh. Oh, jeez. Monocard that stands. I would say, trying to think of something that, you know, your customers could see today. You know, one of the things that we sell that's super fun that I keep saying to myself I should get one for my office is the Hypnotic Jellyfish Aquarium, which uses a synthetic, you know, jellyfish. It looks like you've got a live jellyfish aquarium in your office. It changes colors. It's got, you know, a cool little optic feature to it. And the jellyfish kind of bounce around a little bit. I've seen it in person, obviously, because we sell it, and it's so fun to look at, and people get mesmerized by it. And I keep thinking to myself, I really want to, especially for an office. It's a great office setting piece. A lot of people use it for kids' rooms, too, kind of lure, you know, lulls the kids to sleep. And that's actually only $89. But believe me, there's been plenty of other, you know, things we've sold for kitchens and, you know, kitchen products, et cetera, that I would certainly have purchased over time.
I love getting the catalogs because you always see something that's like, oh my God, like who's going to buy this? And have you ever had something that just didn't sell well as you thought it would?
Oh, that happens all the time. Well, you know, we do put a lot of new customers and new products in front of our customers. You know, we do over 600 to 700 new items a year. And, you know, it's always tough to find the perfect item. And sometimes we go, here's an item that we thought. A couple of years ago, we did a remote control hovering mistletoe. We thought it was the bee's knees. We thought, this is really clever. How funny could this be at holiday parties and et cetera, et cetera. We could not move a unit. So that was an example of, you know, we thought it was a good idea. It was completely a new idea. I mean, that's part of what we're about, is we're trying new ideas. And the customer base basically looked at it and said, nope, don't want that. So there was no fun there. But we get surprised in other directions, too. And, you know, honestly, you know, when you're running that much new product, you're really trying to bring things that are new to the market. And so it's not always a home run. You know, it's, you know, sometimes people ask me, you know, what my job's like. And, you know, I do Shark Tank every day, basically. I mean, I'm looking at products every single day that I have to sit there and go, is this really a product that's going to sell? Or is this a very niche little thing and somebody's trying to make and they don't really, you know, it's not strong enough, or it really isn't a breakthrough in the industry? So that's a question that we have to answer. And that's, you know, what our department, you know, merchandising side of the business really has to figure out as best we can. And that's why each merchant's kind of an expert in a category: kitchen, automotive, electronics, you name it.
Oh, wow. So you have experts for every little thing. Like, you have someone there for, I don't know, the aches and pains, because you sometimes see those things like, oh, you can put it on your legs and it'll help with circulation. Like, you have someone for that?
We do. We do have a buyer whose one responsibility is to buy personal care products. That's a category we have to be very careful on, obviously, because we don't want to make claims that are not accurate, or, you know, sometimes vendors will make super crazy claims on things. And we vet all of that. We also try to, make sure that not only is it, you know, safe, and it provides the benefit that we're talking about in the catalog, but also that it's, again, a plus feature, brings something to the table that maybe something else doesn't do. So that is, you know, pain relief and massage and, you know, personal care products, shaving, hair removal. You know, honestly, I always joke around to our customer base that our number one, or, you know, our employees here, that our number one selling unit item for Christmas is always the best nose hair trimmer. And I know that sounds completely funny, like who's giving somebody a nose hair trimmer? And I always say, you know what? If you're over 40 and your wife's giving you a nose hair trimmer, there's a reason why she's doing it.
She loves you. She loves you enough to say, hey, you got to do it.
Do we have experts in every category?
Oh, that is actually really cool. Another thing I was looking at was the puzzle table. Now, it's just like a little table you put your puzzle on, and I think you can either fold it, or it has drawers you can put it away. And things like that kind of seem, I don't know, just like an ordinary thing. Do you want to put those into your catalog, or is it just high quality?
Well, we are always looking for a differentiating feature. So, hopefully there's not too many things that are in there that are, you know, seem a little bit ubiquitous in the market. You know, if we're going to sell something that's ubiquitous frequently, that goes through our best test product, and I know you were interested in a couple of the other best products that we sell, you know, that's a whole process where we basically say to ourselves, you know, there's a lot of nose hair trimmers on the market. You can buy a lot of them. What our customers want to know is which one's the best. So we actually give that up to our Hamaker-Schlemmer Institute, that concept, and they'll go call all the ones on the market and actually do a test, and they proclaim which one's the winner. And therefore, it usually is the best in quality, best functionality, you know, et cetera, whatever the feature set may be for that. So when it comes to those kind of items, we generally lean towards the best test, because that's when the differentiating feature is it's best in market. The puzzle table, There are puzzle tables out there. What we were really trying to find a puzzle table that allowed you to fold down the table while you're still making the puzzle, because maybe you've got guests coming over and you don't want to keep that table out and you're entertaining where you normally set up your puzzles. And so this one comes with, you know, some special foam inserts so you can place on top of the puzzle that you're working, fold it up like a suitcase, throw it in the closet, and then when you're ready to go do the puzzle again, you can pull it back out and you don't have to start all over again and have the puzzle flop around or break up in some other manner. So there have been a couple others in the market, but I can tell you, we specifically looked at some of the other ones in the market, and a lot of them, they didn't really do a good job of keeping the puzzle in place. So we worked with a manufacturer to modify it, and we feel ours is really the best that does it now.
Now, talking about the best, you guys do have a two-way live conversation speaking translator. I've played with these before, and sometimes they're just not as accurate as you would hope it would be. So when it comes to something like this, you test it to make sure that it's as accurate as it can be or as accurate as possible.
In this case, it's both of those. It certainly is accurate as it can be. It does use, obviously, the normal library of languages out there that are out there. But this particular company that we're working with is actually a teaching and education-based company. They're not your traditional consumer electronic gadget company where they're just putting out something and throwing in, you know, a bunch of information and making it sound cool. They actually work with translation and teaching languages around the world. And so in this particular case, we did test it. And thankfully, in our building here in the suburban Chicago, we have a lot of languages in our building. And we did test it, and it worked really, really well. But again, even if we just tested it ourselves, you know, I've met with this company a few times, and they're going above and beyond the normal gadget. They're a part of their whole ecosystem is education. So they're not trying to create a gadget that's going to be a consumer gadget and it'll fall off the market in a few years or work like a cheap little app from Google or Apple on your phone. Because those things we compared them to those, and those were nowhere near as effective. This thing is also pretty neat because, you know, you set it up to speak in one language. So I'm talking to you, and I'm on one of my buying trips to China, and I could speak Chinese and press the Mandarin side in and spit out the Mandarin to the Mandarin speaker. The Mandarin speaker then takes the item from you, speaks in Mandarin, and speaks it back in English to you without having to change anything. So once you set it up, that's why we call it a two-way live conversation speaking. You can literally just hand the unit back and forth to each other and speak in your native tongue.
That is some futuristic stuff right there. I love that.
and obviously, you know, as we know, language and word and spoken products and, you know, the Alexas of the world, I mean, there's a lot of innovation happening in that world. This one happens to be kind of actually tied to the translation issue, but a lot of that's going on in the Alexa and, you know, Google world.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
Well, certainly go online at hammacher.com. It's hammacher.com, and you'll see all the fun stuff. We've got probably 2,000 to 3,000 things online, and including a lot of crazy things like the personal submarine.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.